This free Korean lesson is brought to you by TalkToMeInKorean.com and HowToKorean.com. Practice making your own Korean sentences at HowToKorean and get corrections from native speakers.
Hello, 최경은입니다.
안녕하세요, 선현우입니다. Hello everyone, this is Hyunwoo-sun.
This is Kyungun Choi.
And you're listening to Talk to Me in Korean. And you can find our website at talktomeinkorean.com.
네.
And you can also talk to us in Korean at talktomeinkorean.com. And also on our Facebook page and also through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And also through our YouTube page.
네.
Okay, so Kyungun.
네.
안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요.
How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for asking. And today we're going to talk about
도.
Can we just throw it in there like that? What does 도 mean?
도 means also.
Uh-huh.
And or to.
To or as well. So we're going to talk about how to say also or to or as well in Korean. And
네.
We've just given it away. It is 도.
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 So it is very easy.
네.
It's a one-letter word.
And simple.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's romanized as D-O. Mm-hmm. And 도 is, that is that. 도 is 도.
But we have to look at how to use it.
Yeah, that's true. So just knowing that also or as well is 도 in Korean wouldn't help that much.
네.
If you can't use it inside a sentence correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So 도 is very commonly used in Korean.
네.
Like also or as well is very commonly used in the English language as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, 경은, in what kind of situations would you say also or to or as well in English? Give me three sentences.
Three sentences?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it too.
Uh-huh.
I think so too.
그리고?
I also saw it.
Uh-huh. Very good. So, in the sentences that 경은 said, to and also were used to modify a lot of different things.
네.
So in your last sentence, you said, I also saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And the word also, 네. What is it modifying? Is it modifying I or saw or it?
It depends, but I think in this case, it modifies I.
I.
네.
So when you say, I also saw it,
mm-hmm.
It means that it is not only the other person that saw it, but mm-hmm. you as well
네.
Who saw it.
네.
Right. So let's change that sentence to Korean.
네, 좋아요. 저도 봤어요.
저도 봤어요.
저도 봤어요.
So you're adding that 도 right after 저 there.
네.
Because you're modifying the word
I.
And I in Korean is
저.
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 So you're saying 저 봤어요, but you're adding the meaning of also. So you're saying
저도 봤어요.
Yeah, 저도 봤어요.
저도 봤어요.
Or, as a bonus tip, if you're talking to a friend that is younger than you or the same age as you, you can say
나도 봤어.
나도 봤어.
나도 봤어.
Change 저 to 나
네.
And drop the 요 at the end.
네.
But we're going to get into the 반말 language,
mm-hmm.
intimate and casual language later on in our future lessons.
네.
So it's just a tip. For now. So you can say 저도 봤어요 or 나도 봤어 if you want to say I also saw it or I saw it too. You're
네.
not the only one who saw it. So you're adding 도 there.
네.
Let's look at some other examples. So 경은,
네.
How do you say I'm a student?
저는 학생이에요.
저는 학생이에요.
저는 학생이에요.
How about I am a student too?
저도 학생이에요.
Yeah. So what 경은 just did there was she didn't just add 도 in 저는 학생이에요.
네.
She actually replaced 는, the topic marking particle, with 도. Why did you do that, 경은? Why didn't you say 저는 도 학생이에요?
저는 도 학생이에요 sounds really weird to
weird
me.
Weird to yes. you. It sounds weird to me too. And I think it will sound weird to, well, all Korean people.
네.
So everyone, please note that when you add this word 도 after a noun, these nouns might actually have some subject marking particles or topic marking particles after them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to modify a specific noun or pronoun with the word 도,
네.
by placing it after those nouns, you have to get rid of the subject marking particle or the topic marking particle
네.
Or even the object marking particle mm-hmm. that is already there.
맞아요.
Well, let's not make it sound too complicated and let's look at another example.
네.
So for example, 경은, how do you say today in Korean?
오늘.
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 So it is 오늘 and how do you say? Do you work?
일해요?
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 Do you work?
일해요?
How about do you work today?
오늘 일해요?
오늘 일해요?
오늘 일해요?
Yeah. What if you want to say do you work today as well? You worked yesterday and you worked the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are you also working today, even today?
오늘도 일해요?
오늘도 일해요?
오늘도 일해요?
Isn't it 도 오늘 일해요?
No.
No. It should come after the noun, right?
네.
So what did you say again?
오늘도 일해요?
오늘도 일해요? How about do you work tomorrow too?
내일도 일해요?
내일도 일해요?
내일도 일해요?
Yeah, but everyone, if you remember how to use the topic marking particle 은 and 는 when you're talking about various things and when you want to compare these things and contrast one thing against the other, for example, yesterday you didn't work, but today you work. For example, 경은, how do you say yesterday?
어제.
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 And how about yesterday I didn't work?
어제 일 안 했어요.
어제 일 안 했어요.
어제 일 안 했어요.
Since the verb 일하다 is a combination of the noun 일, which means work, and 하다, which means to do, when you make it into the negative sentence, you say 일 안 하다.
네.
Not 안 일하다.
일 안 하다.
일 안 하다.
네.
So, yesterday I didn't work was?
어제 일 안 했어요.
어제 일 안 했어요.
네.
But, 경은, if you want to say, but today is different. As for today, mm-hmm. I did do work.
오늘은 일해요.
오늘은 일해요.
오늘은 일해요.
Yeah, 오늘은 일해요.
네. 어제 일 안 했어요.
But?
오늘은 일해요.
Yeah, but what if I worked yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, you would say, 오늘은 일해요.
네, 오늘은 일해요.
Yeah, using that topic marking particle there. But what if I want to add the meaning of also and to there? Mm-hmm. What do I do? Do I say 오늘은도 일해요?
No, you have to say 오늘도 일해요.
Yeah, I have to replace 은 with 도 there.
네.
So just remember that any particles that are after a noun or a pronoun are replaced with 도 when mm-hmm. the word 도, which means also or to, wants to modify that specific noun or pronoun.
네.
So that means if I say 도 after this noun instead of this noun, the sentence changes its meaning.
네.
그렇죠?
네, 맞아요.
한번 예를 들어볼까요?
네,
Let's
좋아요.
Let's give an example. For example, how do you say, please give me water.
물 주세요.
Give me water.
물 주세요.
Water, please.
물 주세요.
Yeah, 물 is water and 주세요 is please give me.
네.
So, water to me. 물 주세요.
물 주세요.
So, if you want to specify that you are the one who wants the water, you can say 저 물 주세요.
네, 저 물 주세요.
Instead of just 물 주세요.
네.
So, 저 물 주세요.
저 물 주세요.
And what if you want to say give that water to me as well, mm-hmm. not only to other people? Like, if you want to add the meaning of as well or also to the word 저, what do you say?
You can say, 저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
Again, in this sentence, 저 물 주세요, you can use different particles for the word 저 or 물, but since the meaning is very clear,
mm-hmm.
since no one will think that you want that person to give you to the water, it is very clear who is going to be given what. So you don't have to use any particles here, and you're just adding the word 도. So if you want to say, give the water to me as well, you say,
저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
Yeah, so please remember that although 도 seems to be the only particle that's there, other particles can be used, can exist there as well, but they're just omitted, right?
네.
So 저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
저도 물 주세요.
네.
And what if you want to say, give me not only other things, but water too?
저 물도 주세요.
저 물도 주세요.
네. 저 물도 주세요.
Yeah, don't just give me 소주, don't just give me beer, don't just give me napkins. Give 네. me water too.
저 물도 주세요.
저 물도 주세요.
네. 아줌마, 여기 맥주 주세요. 그리고 소주 주세요. 저 물도 주세요.
아하. Uh-huh. Ajumma, ajumma is a term
yes.
that you use to address a middle-aged woman or mm-hmm. someone who's working in a restaurant, 네. but who is obviously older than you,
네.
obviously married. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you call someone ajumma, and then you say, give me soju, give me beer, and water as well.
네.
물도 주세요.
물도 주세요.
Yeah, I want to say in Korean, give me other co-hosts as well. 다른 co-hosts도 주세요. Not just 경은. Please, someone, please.
Oh, that's what I want to say.
Really? And why are we still working together?
I don't know.
I don't know. So let us think about something different. So we can think of many other examples.
네, 맞아요.
여기도 아파요. 여기도 아파요. It hurts here too. It hurts mm-hmm. here too. 머리도 아파요. 배도 아파요. 네. My stomach aches. My head aches.
Ah, these days. I'm really sick.
Oh, you're really sick?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Oh. Yeah,
I know. I was worried. I was worried. So, for example, if 경은 is sick and if 현정 is sick and if 석진 is sick as well, uh-huh. I can say 경은 씨도 아파요, 현정 씨도 아파요, 석진 씨도 아파요.
네. Oh, that's very sad.
That's very sad. I'm the only healthy person.
Yeah, we are sick because team. Of you.
Am I spreading the disease to everybody else? Well, so everyone, just like this, just by adding the word 도 after a noun or a pronoun, you can make many examples.
Mm-hmm.
So please try making your own sentences using the word 도.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we haven't covered everything
네.
about the usage of 도.
다음 레슨에서 또 할게요.
Yeah, we're going to cover the rest of the usages of 도 in the following lesson. We wanted to break it into two lessons so that it is easier for everybody to understand how to use 도.
네.
In the following lesson, we're going to talk about how to use the word 도 mm-hmm. with verbs.
네.
It's a little bit more complicated than...
조금.
Yeah, a little bit. 조금. Mm-hmm. 조금.
조금.
아주 조금.
아주 조금.
Yeah, 더 복잡해요.
네, 복잡해요.
Yeah, but still it's going to be a breeze. It's not going to be too difficult.
No.
No, so don't worry about it and we'll see you in the next lesson. But in the meanwhile, please leave us comments and give us your sample sentences using 도 with nouns and pronouns.
네, come to talktomeinkorean.com and leave us comments.
Comments. And if you didn't know before, we also have a Facebook page
네.
and a Twitter account and a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to check out our other channels as well.
네.
And we'll see you there.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.